What do beautiful girls, the Olympic Garden Gentlemen's Club, and the WWE pay-per-view have in common? As the official WWE Blast Area, you can watch every pay-per-view event on the big screens and enjoy sensational exotic performers only at the OG. We'll even waive the entry fee, show up before 6 p.m., and locals get in free.
Hey, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Plus, there's great drink specials and lots of giveaways.
Log on to our website, ogvegas.com, for all WWE event dates and times.
There's more to see at the OG.
Noise from Vegas. The following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3:07, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, you better turn that volume down, girl. I'll cover that loud today, boy. I cover that loud. Everyone knows what it is time for. It is Friday night. Get your motherfucking drink on. It's 7 o'clock. I'm sure we got like two people in the chat room. We'll have five people by 8 o'clock. Welcome to Spankwagon Radio. All I want to say is that this week, Mr. Murphy, I had Mr. Murphy and Mr. Trenchin believe it that I was going to quit the show. I told them, I said, hey, I give up, man. I'm quitting. Last week was my last show, right? They start pissing in their pants. So as they learn, they can't do a show without me. So, Murphy, tell me how my ass tastes.
You are a cockbite, dude. You don't even know. You had me shit in my drawers, all right? Because first off, I turned my phone off when I went to bed.
Right.
So I turn on my phone the next morning, and I see, I quit. It's like, what?
I quit.
Now, it's funny that you said that we couldn't replace you, because we had already booked a new third mic.
I bet you already.
He's sitting right back there. We decided we'd just give Stitz your spot.
You gonna replace me with Stitz?
You know, it's funny. I actually threatened him with Stitz. I said, "Look, this whole shit about you quitting. No, I don't care. You're gonna have your ass in the studio, or I'm gonna send Stitz over to your house to explain soccer to you." Okay.
Yeah, no, but no, it's because yeah, it started off the message you put. I was like, "This motherfucker mentioned everybody in the show but me." Like I was in the fucking studio, so I was like, okay.
What are you talking about?
On the posting on the site, you mentioned.
Did I really?
You mentioned everybody and did not mention me once.
Dude, I mentioned that Zuzu sexually molested the girl that we had in here.
Yes, and you mentioned Wes, you mentioned them, you mentioned everybody but me.
Dude, you and I did our thing, though.
But you mentioned yourself?
No.
Yes.
Let's see. I said, I'm filling in for Trench, cannot begin to explain what transpired last week. There's truly barely controlled chaos. Everything from Lexi Sexton being molested by Zuzu to Adam and Wes from Dim showing up with beer for us. Top to bottom, an incredible show. And Trench missed the whole thing. If you didn't tune in live, you grabbed the podcast. See, I didn't mention me at all either.
You said this is Murphy.
I said this is Murphy.
That's what you said at the very
So that's
beginning.
Enough. Huh? That's enough.
You are one pathetic loser.
Oh boy, that's right, guys. So, Trencher is still out this week, which means we've got shit dick in the studio with us.
But that wasn't to piss me off. What pissed me off is I put a posting on the site and it said wait for Spankwagon staff approval. I was like, motherfucker, I am staff.
Okay, now here's the thing with that. As most of you know, our website is just a cavalcade of errors and problems, and the fact that it's even up right now is truly just a testament to the good folks at canishosting.com. The show shouldn't. This website shouldn't even exist at this point. It's so one of the many times that we broke it, we put it back together, and the first thing that happened is all the accounts got wiped, and Trench had to rebuild them all manually. And so he just happened to rebuild mine. I tried to submit something and did the same thing you did. I said, "What the fuck, motherfucker? What?
I know."
And he fixed it in like 10 minutes. You happened to choose the one week that motherfucker is not strapped to a keyboard.
It can only be attributable to human error.
Exactly. Trencher error. So while he's out fucking a sheep, you're having a heart attack over not being able to post something. That is like your fourth posting of all time, too, by the way. It's not like you do something fucking every week.
No, that's what
it's like, hi, I put one fucking random thing up in a 6-month time frame and I'm gonna flip out because I can't fucking do it right away. Goddamn son of a bitch. What the fuck?
That was pretty funny though.
Yeah, so yeah, so he says he's quitting.
I pull my breath far, but so that coming back and I think about it and
Were you crying? Were you crying?
Yeah, I cried a little bit. Well, you care.
Will you girl?
Well, I guess we get to talk about what I posted.
Uh-huh.
Segway.
We will get to talk about that tonight. Also,
we're going to talk about that later.
We'll move on a little bit. We still got to say hello to everyone.
Yeah,
I mean,
so that's right. That's
hello.
So in the studio, as usual, is Stitz with the giant camera.
I'm just blind to
him. Motherfucker's walking around with Hubble taking pictures of it. Did you get a good shot there? Can you see my pores? Jesus Christ.
That thing is huge.
Why, thank you.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
You know, it's not often that a large piece of equipment scares Zuzu, so you should take pleasure in that, Matt. Also here.
It's so hard. I was trying to pose with a picture without laughing. What you just saying, man? I was trying not to bust that right in the middle of the picture.
With us, as usual, myself. Big Daddy Decaf.
What's up, man? I forgot for a minute, huh?
The hotness. No, I was waiting for you to say your name, but since you opted not to. And the hotness to my right, she's here, ready to molest somebody.
Hotness.
And in the green room.
Yes.
There is some hotness out there.
Yes.
Starry is out there.
Yes.
I have been going through her website.
Yes.
All day.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Baby.
Yeah.
So fine.
Exactly. And the,
yes.
The guy she brought with her, he's a very large individual who will not in any way, shape, or form curtail the extremely creepy questions we will ask. So, and I'm not talking about Mr. Saunders, sir. So how was everybody's week?
I don't really remember it. As every week I say that.
God,
I thought
functioning
it was
alcoholics
Wednesday.
Are fun.
What did I do this week? I went to class, and well, my math class is over. After I got done taking my final, I went to PTs and went and got a drink.
Did you get served?
Yeah, did you get served?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got served. Oh, was something going on with PTs?
Well, no, you remember the last time we
every
went to PTs.
Every time we go to PTs.
No one ever shows up to take our money.
That's right.
You know what's funny? The next week I drove by there, it had been sold to some other company. It's not a PTs there anymore. So
good.
The PTs over by the wildfire on Rancho is no longer a PTs.
So it's now it's BTs
well,
that want to be
guess,
PTs?
Guess what I did? I actually remember the one thing that I actually did.
Anal intercourse.
No, never. God damn it. Stop making that
son of
comment.
A bitch.
No, I went and saw The Dark Knight.
Heyo.
Last night?
Yes, and then I went straight to work.
See, but you can't talk about the movie or you're going to get beat down, strapped down. Well,
you can strap me down and beat me down.
All that sounds good. Talk about the movie.
Heyo. God damn. See, that's why I love Zuzu. She's just dirty. She's just dirty.
Dirty. I'm not dirty.
I don't appreciate dirty girls.
I'm not dirty. You're dirty.
Anyway, so
okay,
it was
maybe,
an interesting week.
Maybe I do appreciate dirty girls.
That's right. Who doesn't? Who doesn't like a good dirty woman? It's been an interesting week. Trench is still out of the building.
Yes. I mean,
yes.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, no. Whatever will we do? Trencher is not here. Let the insanity ensue. Holy shit. It's another week without the farm boy.
I'll be Trencher. Hey, guys. Okay, guys, calm down, calm down.
Don't
you
everybody
are,
talk
now
at
look,
the same time.
Don't talk at once. Sorry.
What, are you going to mute our mics now?
Dude, he's eating a fucking
as,
something.
As shit dick over
what
there is just
shoving
chowing.
His face?
Yeah,
dude, seriously, if he's not playing goofy sound effects, he's eating.
That's a big... It's
brilliant!
A
big,
that's right.
Brilliant!
God damn, what is this? Like a super, super ultra
what is he eating
shit?
Over there? Let's see. We got Del Taco over there. And for those of you on the cam watching live, and it is a fine night to be watching live... You do get to see the studio engineer's food, his half-eaten chow. You know,
this motherfucker reached over me to turn off something. It had a string of cheese hanging from his shit. I was just looking at it. I was just looking like a pendulum and shit. I was just watching it go back and forth. I was like, dude, you got a big ass piece of cheese hanging from your chin, dude.
Hey, quick reminder from last week. We had the guys from DIM here, Adam and Wes. We had a great time. They brought us beer. Love that. Want to remind everyone here in Vegas, don't forget, they are having their big birthday bash on August 8th over at the Cheyenne Saloon. I do believe
Thank
it starts
God,
about.
Because my birthday party is going to be August 2nd.
Because you know I'm going to be there. It's a Friday night, so it'll be probably around 10 or so. So I know I will, and I'm pretty sure everybody else will just be hauling ass out of here to get over there.
To see who?
To see DIM.
What? Damn.
To go see DIM, Death
Fuck
in Motion.
Damn.
Now here's good something interesting.
I wish Wes does bring his big ass up in the studio. I'll whoop the shit out.
The only reason you're saying that is because you know he's down the street recording. Now, as we're standing out here a half hour till we go in the air, he comes running up. Hey, man, you got a minute? I'm like, yeah, sure, what's up? You got to come hear this. Fucking so I go over to the recording studio. Dude, it was like an audible orgasm is the only way to describe. We were talking earlier about what they're doing. They really are expanding into more and into just a deeper sound. Their new sound, it's still really heavy, but it's almost more melodic at times, and you can really hear Wes's singing is really coming out as well as the usually that he usually does. So it's, oh my gosh, she had to pull back to yawn. You know there's an off switch you can pull right there.
But I'm also on camera. Nobody can see that.
Oh, nice. By the way, those of you watching the camera tonight, trust me, you're going to want to make sure you have that up and ready to go because we do have...
Something is definitely going to be up.
Yes, and hey-o. And Zuzu's cleavage is rather nicely framed tonight. But so I went over there and I listened to him. The new sound is really cool. For those of you that are DIM fans, the old sound is still there, but it's just more. It's just being brought out and it's branching out. The sound is awesome. They've still got the whole, everything that you come to expect from them being really heavy, being really strong, and still having kind of that cool death metal thing to it. They're just branching out more. So it's kind of cool. It was neat to just be dragged over there really quick.
So, well, there you go.
Zeus, anything to say?
Niet.
Niet. Niet, comrade, in the Soviet Russia. Insert line to be funny. Anyway.
Ba-dum-bum.
So you went and saw The Dark Knight.
Did.
Now, I've been avoiding any and all reviews. So can you tell me what you thought without giving anything away?
Oh, my God. It was like a visual orgasm just raping my brain, and the chaos was just phenomenal. And
hold on. I'm just envisioning the rape scene. Hold on a sec. Going to need a second there. So how come Trencher doesn't drink? The reason Trencher doesn't drink radio is he has a little bit of a stomach issue. And doesn't do well with him. He winds up puking his guts out whenever he has pretty much any sort of alcohol, which is pretty much sucked to be him. As opposed to Zuzu and myself, who are just at that level of functioning alcoholic, which is just so much fun. So The Dark Knight, awesome movie.
Oh, my God. I'm going to see it at least 3 more times this weekend alone.
Awesome. I'm expecting good things out of it. You know, I've seen a lot of times people saying, yeah, Heath Ledger's going to get an Oscar. Let me say this. If you give him an Oscar, give it because of the performance.
Yeah.
Not because he's dead.
No. And actually, there was never a dull moment. Not one time did I guess what was going to happen next. It was like just action, action, action. It never slowed down. It never gave me a moment to think that, I could pass out right now and go to sleep. Because I have been up for 3 days.
That is awesome. So does that mean you're going to get a little loopy here soon?
Yeah.
Are you going to molest an adult entertainer who comes in here?
I may beat the fick out of her.
You don't want to beat her. I think you just want to work that little clit. Have you seen her site?
After you watch what I watched, you get the chaos kind of flows through you and the pain and the plans start to come together.
Watch out, Starry. This could be dangerous. This is actually fun. I can't wait. We are going to put the video from last week up on the on-demand if it's not already there. We are going to put it up. I wanted to wait a few days to make sure the guys at Mogulus didn't wise up to the fact that we had hot, naked adult entertainer chicks sitting in our green room. Holy poop.
Boobies.
Now, the one thing that I'm disappointed about is that when we had her in here and you started working the magic button, that you didn't tilt the camera down to show everyone.
Yeah, it's called a tease.
Yeah, that's a tease and a half. You guys didn't see it. She was just going to town there. And looking at Starry Sight, she's a big fan of the female interactions.
Why are you looking at me?
Because Matt has a penis and you don't. All right, so Decaf is in the other room. He is doing a phone call, which I'm sure is majorly important.
Very, very important.
And we are going to go ahead. Let's go ahead and take our first break. We're going to go ahead and play a couple of songs. Mr. Studio Engineer Shit Dick, if you want to load up about two, three songs Shit for us there. Dick. We're not going to take any long breaks tonight. We got a lot of stuff we want to talk about.
Can it at least be like 3 minutes so I can have a fucking cigarette?
Yes, there'll be at least 3 minutes. And we
and
will be
beer.
And another beer. And we will, you know, I gotta start bringing a 12 pack. It's yeah. the only way to possibly make it through the night because you and I go through about six of those things before the fucking light even comes on.
Yeah.
All right, folks. You
and I didn't bring my wet bar.
I know, folks. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. We'll be back.
It's time to use the F word.
Fuck living, fuck dying, fuck laughing, fuck crying, fuck this song, but mostly fuck you. Fuck love, hate, and friends, fuck following trends, fuck this song, can't wait till it ends. Fuck everything, but fuck you the most, fuck everyone, but fuck you the most. With a big rusty pole or a splittery post, yeah, fuck you the most, fuck you. Fuck old school, fuck new school, fuck not cool, fuck too cool, fuck him and ironically lame. Fuck giving advice, fuck trying to be nice.
the most. Fuck everyone, but fuck you the most. With a big rusty pole or a splintery post. Yeah, fuck you the most. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Fuck you!
Boys and girls,
what was that shit, dude? But let me tell you something though. I do like Alanis Morissette. I do like White Girl Cry, the world's coming to an end kind of music and shit. But judging that, I just got the evil look. I love this fucking song. This is the greatest song I've ever heard.
This song?
No, but I just got a look like if you rip my song, I'm gonna fucking tear your asshole and feed it to you. So,
dude, this is a great song, man. This is Snake River Conspiracy. I'm a huge fan of Snake River. Like an awesome really? Band. Yeah, dude. They a lot of covers, but some of their stuff, too, is natural. So, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And we, of course, trencherless, which is never really a bad thing, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, no, he fucking sucks nuts.
You know, if we pay an air marshal, do you think we can get him to, like, not let Trench on the plane?
When's he coming back?
He's
anyway?
Got a B-O-M-B.
He's supposed to be back next week.
Boo.
We'll see if it actually happens.
Boo. I mean, yay. Trencher's back. Yay.
Actually, yay. Trencher will be over at Vert's place here in a little bit, so we'll have him chiming in, and I'm sure he'll probably call in. Hey, Zuzu, if someone would like to call in, what number should they call?
Oh. 1-866
Quit staring at the porn, woman.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-4-4-4. 587-6257.
Outstanding.
What? You say that I can't do that? You said that?
No, you can't. Sexy? And if you do that, my penis will invert.
He's got an innie, not an outie.
Speaking of innies, out in the green room there, guys, Starry is out there. She's taking some shots right now. Oof, man.
To the face.
That is some hotness. Are you going to get the breath fresh for? Lord knows you don't want your breath to smell bad as you're licking her vagina.
It is a starry night out tonight, boy.
It definitely is.
Oh, oh shit. I get radio UK. I get a holla decaf. Oh, shit. For the UK?
You got a white British guy shouting holla. There's something wrong with
can
that.
Can you imagine him saying
that? Oi. Holla.
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 Holla, you bro.
You fucking wanker.
That was a fucking horrible accent. I apologize.
Hey, it was better than mine. So.
Hey, radio, let me let you in a little something. I was born in Ipswich, so yes, I know the pain that is your existence living there. I take that back. I miss living there. I wish I still lived there. I love nothing better than a British summer.
Why is that?
Cold and wet.
God, like marriage.
Exactly. I don't know. I haven't seen vagina in 6 months. Are you kidding me? Anyway, so now that we've talked about Britain, let's talk about America's favorite pastime. Let's talk about the All-Star Game. You posted about the All-Star Game, Decaf. You are not a big baseball fan, are you?
Okay. Well, I used to be. I used to be a big baseball fan when I was younger. Then I got older. I got more into football, and I've always liked basketball. But, you know, baseball is just kind of like, eh, I'm not really that interested. And I catch, you know, the ending of a game every now and then. Mm-hmm. But I came home from school, right? I was all pissed off because I can't do math for shit. But I was doing polynomials. I was trying to do. I couldn't do it. So I started watching the game, right?
Yeah. Fuck math. Study for my test.
I got to start watching the game. And by the, oh, we have a caller?
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck
nice. Okay.
Caller, you are on the air. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
I just wanted to say, normally I listen to you guys on my podcast because I work third shift in a hospital.
Okay.
And now I will agree, it's pissing me off that I can't see Zuzu's tits with this bar in the way.
What's your name, buddy?
Dustin.
Dustin, do we know you any other way?
No, normally I work third shift from like 9 o'clock Florida time till 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning in a hospital.
Oh, wow. Well, hey, man, thanks for listening live.
So how you doing tonight, man? You enjoying the show?
He wants to see some tits. That's exactly it, isn't it?
Well, there is a porn star out there.
Starry is out
then
there.
Let's go into the green room because I heard you guys do it last week.
We will do it this week. Trust me, we will. In radio,
this
guy's we call
jumping
this
a, the gun, yo. He's getting all excited without even
starting. Zeus, can you put the bar down for
just
a minute to give the boys a little something?
Yes.
We'll have her put the bar down for a second. You guys have got to see the shirt she has on tonight. She really is framing up the girls for us. It is.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to let Zuzu know I listened to her singing that song. Not a bad voice, actually.
I told you.
Hey, there you go.
Holy God, dude. Those titties are fucking huge.
They are
yummy, aren't they?
Yes, they
Well, Dustin, man, thanks for listening. We love it when the live guys call in. Hey, do me a favor. Are you in the chat room?
No.
Fire off an email to murphy@spankwagon.net. Put your actual address in it, and I will send you a $5 Spunky Gunk VOD card so you can watch some porn on us, man.
Actually, I have emailed you before when you guys had that debacle, and you guys tricked me.
That was some good shit, wasn't it?
We got you on that one, man. Well, like I said, fire off another one. That way I have it because we like to do everything official. Put your address in there. You're over 18, right, bro?
30.
Oh, he's in the same boat as I am. Yeah. Fuck that. I'll give you two, all right, man?
Shit, give them up for like two or three or four. That shit.
Yes, put your address in there. I'll mail you out a couple of Spunky Gun cards so you can jack off, all right?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, man. All right, guys. So, hey, look at that. Caller. Zuzu, you're bringing him out of the woodwork. Who said adding her was a bad idea? I told you she would rock ass.
Who said that?
So, okay.
You looking at me? Y'all, I fell in love the first day. I was
dick.
Mr. Decaf, so again, tell us that you caught the game there.
Yeah, okay. So I was watching it, and I think I caught it from like the 11th or 9th or 10th or whatever. It was like it was tied up 3-3, right?
Yeah.
And I start watching it. And what's interesting to me is like you watch you watch the football, the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
It's like what I said, it's like powder puff with two-hand touch. You know what I'm saying? More motherfuckers are taking pictures of the sidelines than they are, you know, actually playing a game. It's just a fucking joke. And then in basketball, pro basketball, it's just a slam dunk show, you know, slam dunk and all about celebrities. But in the baseball game, there's no celebrities. It was like, you know, Jack and Mary, ugly, drunk, white motherfuckers up in the stands at 1 in the morning watching the goddamn game. And the thing is, the pro athletes were really fucking playing.
They were playing their asses off.
They were playing their asses off. And people were getting it when they had an error. The guy had two errors. He was pissed.
Ugga.
Yeah,
oh,
and he was pissed off. I mean, he wasn't like, you know, joking, oh, guys, it's just
no,
a game.
That.
No, he was mad. And then the close plays at the, you know, at the plates.
How you like that? How you like Russell Martin?
Oh, yeah.
How you like that?
Yeah. And it was just great that it, you know, I guess from what I learned, is this the first year that they made it decide?
No, it's this is like a second or third year where it's been, for those of you who don't know, the person who, the side, that wins the All-Star game, you've got the National League versus the American League, the side that wins, you get home field advantage for the World Series. So the All-Star game really does matter.
Means something.
Yeah, especially when you look at it like a stadium like Yankee Stadium, exactly, which is just built for power bombers, you know? It's really, really important to have that in there. And, yeah, these guys were playing their asses off this year.
And you see the managers, because they were running out people to put out there. They were about to shit their pants. They're, like, looking at the sheet, like, oh, fuck, we don't got no other motherfuckers. This is the 15th inning.
You know, what's funny about that, they were there was a lot of, you know, talk at the end. You had Kazmir and you had Webb, you know, for the American and National League as the last remaining pitchers. They didn't want to use them because both of those guys are supposed to pitch on Sunday.
Yeah, I know. You know, the managers is calling them up for the other teams like, look, motherfucker, that motherfucker got $1 million arm. You better sit his ass out.
That's right. You better let him sit there. But no, this year they really went to the limit with it. It was a great game. You know, I'm a National League guy. I'm a Dodger fan. So watching Russell Martin behind the plate the whole game was awesome. And he had, you know, struck out. You know, he didn't do so well at the plate. But behind the plate, he was on fire, man.
Yes.
In the 11th inning, those of you who didn't see it, they wound up bases loaded with no outs. And the game is tied at 2. Or no, it was tied at 3. And the play was at home every time. And Russell Martin, he was just all over that plate. He was stretched out. Goddamn Ian Kinsler pissed me off like you wouldn't even believe. Making that steal a second. Russell Martin missed 4 throws to second base that night. I don't know what was going on, because usually you just don't steal on Russell Martin. And it was...
So it's just that night. He's probably like, I guess this night he's probably like, okay, fuck off, whatever. You know?
No, dude, that's how he plays, man. It doesn't matter if it's an all-star game, it's a playoff game, a spring training game.
It did great.
And it was just a good game to watch.
It was a great game. It was a great game. So I give it a lot of credit. Look at
that. She's zoning out.
We put her to sleep. All right, so we'll change up the subject to what?
What? Let's change up the subject to hot girl out in the green room. How about that?
Yes.
Now, just like last week, Zeus, you want to go out there and give us a quick review for you? Just take a run out there. We're going to have Zeus go out there.
Do
and
you want
take
me to take
the... No, just go you, because we're
she
not...
She froze up.
Oh, did it? Hopefully it comes back. Guys in the chat room, let us know if...
No, it's going now.
Okay, if the video dies anytime, please let us know. So Zeus is going out there. And
God damn!
She's taking a peek.
I know.
There's nothing going on out there?
I just got to try to dramatize.
There's nothing?
I didn't see what's going on.
Shit going on out there.
Nothing? They taking photos?
You know, the shit's not on out there.
The monitor's not on out there? Why don't you turn that on a little bit? There you go. Now they can hear us out there. We've been kissing this girl's ass for the last half hour. She hasn't heard it?
She hasn't heard a goddamn thing we said.
Kiss anybody's ass. Fuck that shit.
We've been hyping the shit up for the last 30 minutes.
Going, dude, she's great. She's hot.
She's probably like, these motherfuckers, what's going on in there?
What's going on in there? Fucking saying all kinds of weird things, saying how we don't care if the boyfriend's out there. We're going to go ahead and ask creepy questions. No, it's fucking they can't hear it. Ain't shit going on? All right, that's fine. So, guys, we would love to bring Starry in here and as usual, ask her creepy questions. But we need someone to call and ask us to. Just like last week, guys, someone has to call in and ask us to bring her in. We need interaction from you guys. Radio UK did it last week. We had a guy call from fucking England to have her in. So,
wanker.
Again, someone has to call in and ask. What's that number again, Zeus?
1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
God damn.
I could do that better. Than
dude,
that.
You could. Fuck you. No,
do
you
it.
Can't.
Do it, dick.
Yeah, let's hear it. Come on.
1-866.
What are you, white?
What are you, trench? Dude is Quaalude, man.
Come on, Krekka.
1-866. Doesn't matter. No one's going to call and hear my voice.
It's all about the podcast.
It's all about the podcast.
Hey, we living proof tonight that we can transition people from the podcast to the live numbers to listen in, especially when we have hot fun bags out in the green room.
Look, guys, it's a hot chick.
Dude, she's hot.
Hot. And I really would love to just stare at her. And look at her all creepy and make her uncomfortable for the next hour and a half. But someone's got to call. Just please.
Someone call. Don't make me do call
Jesse, don't make me do a Jesse Jackson, this motherfucker.
You know, last week Zeus was reaching for her phone because that's how bad she wanted her in here. But I'm not letting Zeus make the call this week.
I'll make that fucking call. No. Well, you tell me what to do.
Come on,
your trouble team, do what you want.
I do what I want.
Come on, Cleveland Steven.
Cleveland Steven.
I gave him that name. Like,
Monkey Face.
The other day, there's a whole line of motherfuckers up there. Just all you gotta do is call. Just pick up the phone, man. Just pick up the phone. I know your cell phone's next to you.
Come on, baby.
Yeah.
put that shit on speakerphone.
Oh, we do have a caller.
We got a caller. Woo-hoo. Caller, you are on the air.
Bring on the boobies.
There we go. Who's this?
It's Cleveland Steven.
Cleveland Steven. Are you a new listener, bud?
Well, he's Clizzo, usually.
I've listened for a while.
Oh, okay, man. All right, dude. Well, thank you very much. We will go ahead and bring the girl in. Do me a favor, Mr. Studio Engineer. Can you set us up just one song so we can get her in and get her situated? Thank you much, sir, guys. We will be right back.
Hey, bro. I got to steal your chair.
Myself, I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank.
Alrighty, boys and girls. Oh, look at
microphone,
that.
Microphone, man.
Trying to keep your brother down.
Damn, I know. But you know what's funny, though? I think I found someone in the studio with a better tan than me. You know what I'm
saying? Seriously, can you
her
believe this?
Her tan is great shit. I'm jealous. This shit, like, where you get your skin color at? You
know? I do work at a pool, too, so.
Damn, it's like nicely tan, man. It's like a pretty tan. Shit. I'm just sweaty Negro black. You know what I'm saying? You sexy tan girl. I'm just, you know,
she glistens.
Negro black.
Well, look, she's in contrast over here.
I glisten, too, but it's just the girl kind of
no,
glistening.
Only girls glisten.
Oh, okay. Now I just sweat.
All right, so tell the boys listening your name, sweetie.
Starry.
Starry.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. And Starry, where can people find you right off the bat?
www.naughtystarry.com.
Why, that would sound like an adult site.
Yes, it is.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not allowed to venture to those kind of sites there, Murph.
I can show you how to disable Net Nanny. You'll be fine. But what I can't do is tell you why you get that funny feeling in your pants. So, Starry, you are an adult entertainer. And just to prove to you that I am not fucking bullshitting, I have had your site on my iPhone all goddamn day. All
you
fucking
do.
Day. All day. You are just one gorgeous, gorgeous young woman. That is outstanding.
Yeah. I've been staring at the Spank Wagon site because there's picture, you know, her pictures on there for Also Naughty.
Yeah.
So I'm just like at work and I'm just like, you know, I'm all pissed off. I get someone on the phone. Can you fix my fucking keyboard? And I look over and I scroll down and I see your picture. I was like, I can't wait for fucking 7 o'clock to roll around. I told you that, remember? I wrote you a text message.
Yeah, he's just anticipating. Because, you know, we were supposed to have you in the studio once before and you got ill, had to go home. What wound up being with that?
I really I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember that incident.
Mr. Girls.
already off limits.
Yeah, we had you booked to be on the show, and really? last we heard is that you had to go back to LA, that you weren't feeling well, something had gone on. It must
be somebody else. Yeah.
Might have been somebody else. I don't know. Maybe
I could be
completely incorrect. It's not. Okay, so
yeah.
Now you don't live here in Vegas. You live
just
outside.
I do. I just moved to Vegas 3.5 months ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, she's going to grab you in so many different ways. Don't worry about that. Although, again, by judging of your site, you're really not opposed to that sort of thing.
No, I like girls.
Don't we all?
Are you a lifeguard?
I'm a cocktail waitress at the Hard Rock.
Really?
At the pool. So, cocktail waitress. Oh,
we're getting some nakedness.
So you're not a lifesaver. So if I was drowning in the pool, because, you know, I'm black and I don't know how to swim. So if I'm drowning, will you save me?
No, my worst fear is drowning, so.
Wait, your worst fear is drowning and you work at a pool?
Yeah, but I'm not a lifeguard, so.
I guess that works.
But you know
okay.
how to swim?
A little bit.
Oh, so shit, some,
you'd have
me.
To save me.
And some drunk guy.
We both going down to the bottom of the pool, baby.
And some drunk guy stumbles and knocks you into the pool, you're fucked.
Well, she hopefully just someone jumps out in of and the way.
No, trust me, it's gonna be a 40 horny ass crackers coming in all the time trying to save her.
I'll
be your hero. All the wives all be pissed off and shit. Motherfucker.
We are going home right now. Grab little Johnny, we are going home.
So, how long have you been? How long have you been doing your site?
I think about 2 years, a year and a half, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do.
You have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now,
there's an industry side to it. What got you into it?
My best friend, Misty Anderson. At mistyanderson.com. She has a website, and I started doing stuff with her for her site and then decided I wanted to do a site.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically how I got into it.
Outstanding.
So were you nervous in your first pictures or what?
No. I'm pretty comfortable with my body, so.
So not shy at all?
Nope, not at all.
No parts?
Nope.
Not worried about
I've been dropping her top for like.
You don't got crusty toes or anything?
Who's that? Who's the one girl who's got a hoof foot? Who is that?
What?
Who's the girl?
Oh my
Who is
god!
That? Yeah, you'd say, dude. Everybody on the internet knows this now. It was this huge thing for the longest time. She kept her feet crossed so you couldn't see it, and then somebody caught a glimpse of it.
It's Kate from Kelly's Playground.
She has.
Oh,
a
I heard
foot.
That. I knew about that.
I want to see. Where is it?
Like, in all of her pictures, she like poses where you can't see her feet because of that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, whatever.
You go to
she's pretty hot, though. She's
yeah,
a
she
hot
is.
Girl.
Even if she is Mr. Ed from the ankle down. I mean, shit, man. Look, we will not discriminate. If you've got a fine ass, don't worry about it. It's fine.
We don't care what your feet look like.
But yeah, it's not like we're going to lay there in bed next to you and pull up the... No, yeah. We don't care.
Not unless you do it or then you get the horseshoe on the side of your cheek.
69, you got a hoof print on the ear.
It's like, are you a Colts fan? No, why would you say that?
I don't know. Why are you handing me this?
Because I want to know where to you find know that where? Shit.
We will find that. Trust me. We will find
no,
that for you.
No, you give it to me now.
You can wait. You really want to go look at the hoof foot with the fine piece of ass sitting next to you?
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay, sorry. On your site, what can we find when we go to your site there?
It's nude, toys, girl, and bondage.
Bondage. Well, what do you like to get tied up with?
Ropes and handcuffs.
God, well, you gotta give me
there's a new mouth ball gag thing that's a jawbreaker that I want to use.
Really?
Yeah, I think that'd be a lot of fun.
That could be cool.
And amazingly, I just bought one of those.
I never would have guessed you would have done that.
She likes to suck on it.
Now I love how I keep acting like I haven't spent all day on your site and seen all of this. What's your favorite thing to do on the site then?
Girl, just because I like, you know, playing with myself and stuff and masturbating, but it gets boring, and to have another girl there is a lot of fun.
So Stitz wants to know, are you submissive? What?
Submissive or dominant?
Yeah.
Dude, she likes to be tied up.
I know you would know. I know you would know the terminology.
I don't know.
Is that in your butt?
No. I don't do anal. I don't do any anal. So
why?
Sorry, guys.
I know. There's so many women opposed to the ass.
So not even, just... not even with a dildo.
Whoa.
Nothing. Whoa. No ain't no at all.
Whoa, that thing is fucking huge.
I've done.
Yes, there are videos up on the site, guys. Go, go now.
Holy nuts.
That. I didn't get that on the iPhone. Jesus.
Oh, what's the address?
What is that address again?
www.naughtystarry.com.
Outstanding. So
now I won't go so I can concentrate on the show. I won't concentrate on the show if I go there.
I think I drove in on that thing. Good Lord. How to bring the show to a grinding halt.
Orange one.
So, okay, now comes the creepy questions, and we tried to kind of warn you a little bit, but they are coming. Now, I like to ask this question of any adult entertainer we have in the studio. I want to break the stereotype. You weren't touched, molested, raped at an early age, or anything like that, were you?
No.
See? Look at that.
Do you have any family members who check you out on your site?
Just no.
Give you criticism?
Not that she knows.
So then, oh, my God. I can't believe your titties look like that. Oh, my God.
They are so fantastic.
The big assumption is that anyone is, oh, she had to have been molested as a child. But no. No, you just have to be a sexual individual and be comfortable with it.
Okay, then this question. Do you have any siblings, brothers, sisters?
I have an older brother.
Okay, does anyone ever go to your older brother and ask about you on your site?
He's heard comments and he doesn't about it.
So what kind of comments, Dad?
They just, you know, say comments about
like what?
Not like
your sister's a fine piece of ass,
right? Like stuff like that. My brother's like, shut the fuck up. Basically.
What about your parents? Do your parents know?
Yes, my parents know.
And what do they think?
They don't really care. They don't have any negative things to say.
But they got any positive things
but
to
they're
say?
Not sitting there like...
Way to go!
Like,
you were just manhandling that dildo like a pro. Good job, honey.
Just sticking it a little bit deeper and scream a little bit louder and more guys will come to your site, we swear.
You know, my dad knows I have a website, but I don't think he knows exactly like what
do you
is
think
on
his friends
there.
Do you know his business friends, though?
What?
Do you think his partners or work co-workers, though? What in particular?
Because I have a MySpace and I promote my website on there, and one of his coworkers became one of my friends.
Oh, Jesus.
And I didn't know, and then my dad informed me that he had came to work and said something, and I went and deleted him as a friend.
There you go.
But
oh, you deleted him?
Yeah, that's my dad. He doesn't want to hear about that.
He's like, oh, my God, your daughter's fucking hot, dude. I was
jerking it all night.
I was staring at her twat all night last night, dude. Then I had to go to sleep and come to work and see your ass. So.
Radio UK, one of our faithful listeners and one of our syndicates in the chat room, he says, damn, where's my credit card? He's breaking it out. Your mom, I guess, knows. Has there ever been a conversation like, sweetie, you should really try this or that? Or, you know, your dad really likes it when I... There's never been a conversation
that. No.
Your dad really likes it when
my mom's not in, like, knows, like, everything about it like that.
They're just kind of aware, but
know
blissfully
I have a
ignorant.
And I don't tell them details.
Blissfully ignorant.
So you don't tell them, but you can pretty much guess that they've already gone and looked it all up.
My dad hasn't. A fact he hasn't. He wouldn't do that. I don't know if my mom has.
Your
mom
has?
She's looked at the tour.
Yeah.
So she knows, but we don't talk about it.
It's just one of those unsaid.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you had any fans that try to stalk you? Not me. But have you had any other ones? Have you had any people that you know that watch your site try to call or contact or stalk you or anything like that? Those are the creepy questions.
Yeah. I've had some creeps send me some emails and stuff. And
It wasn't no decaf on it, right?
Man, I can't find your MySpace. What's your MySpace?
There's some creepy ones. There's some creepy guys.
Creepy shit that you heard?
Well, just, you know, like.
I know you kept something. It's got to be something that.
Come on. It's got to be something that made you laugh. I want you to shit in my mouth while I masturbate on my dog's left leg or something like that. You've got to have some weird shit.
Well, no, not necessarily weird stuff. I just mean like I used to dance. And as far as like stalker wise, because you asked that. And I used to dance. And this guy who met me when I was a dancer found out my MySpace. And then the next thing you know, he found out about. Well, of course, he found out about my website, then became a member, and then started asking me. saying stuff about how he thinks I'm a lesbian and he wants to see guy girl stuff and how he wants to do it with me and all this crap. And
yeah, that can get to be a little weird.
Yeah, especially because I mean, he's been like following me, obviously, from dancing to my MySpace to my website, and now he's
just making things slightly uncomfortable.
Yeah,
So still.
He's still a member to my site. Yeah. I still hear from him.
How many years has it been?
Well, I've known him since I was 19. Because that's when I was dancing. So it's been a while that he's known me. But as far as my site, like, he's been a member since it's been up.
I love how she did that. She said 19, but didn't get how
many
years.
Didn't say how it's been. That was
perfect. I was looking for that. I said, she's going to slip up. And they get no age.
Nope.
So
now some girls on their site, they want nothing to do with their fan base. They leave them alone. And then others are very interactive with their fans. You know, they answer emails.
Yeah,
or
I'm very interactive.
Yeah, do you do like the little signs and stuff?
I do fan signs. And, you know, I try to get questions during my cam shows on what they want to see. And I do them during my next cam show. And I'm pretty active. I do emails. I do my blogs. I tell members if there's anything they want to see, let me know. I'd be more than willing to try it because I love trying new things.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. I mean, I like it when people get involved in the community.
You just met me tonight, so whatever we consider a new thing, you know what I'm saying?
Now,
I'll be your pet monkey.
Now, let me tell you something. I feel kind of bad because last week we had Lexi Sexton on, and I've seen some of the pictures of you and Lexi. It looks like you guys had some fun together.
Yeah, had a lot of fun together.
I shot those pictures too.
My boy Decaf here, he sits. My boy Decaf here, he sits kind of low down, so you can't really see. So could we get you to just stand up and just give us a little something? You don't have to give us the whole nine yards. If you'd like to, that'd be outstanding. But hey, as Zeus goes, you got the cam up there, Zeus. Wow, outstanding.
Damn, those are like perfect.
Wow. And can we see the ass?
9.7.
Oh, look at that.
9.9.
There's some string there. Hey, yo.
Damn.
Careful, Zeus. Careful. Don't knock her down.
9.8.
Wow. That is, and there is no fabric to that little G-string you have on. Yeah.
Nice.
I think there's more fabric in a hat I have at home.
So you can just do it like that. So
that's
I gotta
a hammock.
I need to readjust my microphone a little bit.
Just a little strip of cloth. Now, I see you've got the belly button pierced. Mm-hmm. Any other piercings?
My librette. No, I've had a lot of piercings, but I just get bored with them and I take them out.
You take them out. What are you looking to get next then?
I don't think I want any more piercings.
No more?
No.
Wow. So, and then you've got quite a few tattoos, I see.
Yes.
Got some interesting ones. Which one's your favorite out of all of them?
I like them all. I don't have a favorite.
Like them all. What's the one on just above your ass there? Which one's that one? It says
Starry.
Starry. There we are.
Aww.
Very nice.
Aww.
And we've got the big star on the back there. Very cool.
And then I got stars on my wrist.
Stars on the wrist. And she really is comfortably just walking around here. Oh, it's got the little...
Some scrapes on me.
What'd you do?
I just wanted to let you know. Those are some little sex wounds right there.
Sex wounds? You fell off the fucking stage.
You fell off the stage.
It was her first cold ass. You fell
Somebody
the fuck
was
off.
Wearing baby lotion before her, and she just fell all the way down.
She got burned by the stripper lights.
That's rug burn, isn't
Next
it?
Up is...
It's from cars, from being in the car.
From being in the
on
car?
The seats.
Wow.
Yeah. Got a little crazy the other night.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. Shit, man.
With a girl or a guy?
A guy.
The big dude from...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very large individual. He's a big guy. How does he take to this?
He's okay with it.
He's not like weirded out that other guys are looking at you and masturbating.
No, I don't think so.
He's like, she knows who fires the loads. And who does the staring?
We used to have this discussion. Exactly. I used to date strippers all the time, and my friends would be like, dude, how can you do that? Other guys are looking. I'm like, yeah. And I sit in the back of the club, and she dances for them and takes their money, and then at the end of the night, she goes home with me.
Right.
Where's the problem with this?
With their money.
Exactly. We're the ones being
exploited. I want my motherfucking money back.
Yeah, good luck, motherfucker.
Fuck you, nigga.
So
that was great.
So what are you looking to do? I mean, do you want to take it to the next level? Is there something you want to do, you want to try, but you're just kind of figuring out how to put it into action?
I don't think it's that hard to figure out.
No, I mean, the next level would be boy-girl.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know, unless I could get my boyfriend involved with me with that.
And what is he? Have you asked him about that?
Yeah.
Was he shy about it?
And what was his response?
He'll think about it.
He'll think about it.
Yeah, he'll think about it.
Tell him you'll get like 7 other girls and it'll just be like a birthday present for him.
Then we can sit him down and start asking him creepy questions. You know, so did your mama look at your site?
Yeah, that's the one thing. We've never had like a real male porn star in here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably a good reason for that.
Look, we haven't really gone in depth with you, though. We haven't asked you the creepy questions. We're going to have Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir.
Yes.
We're going to have you in here and ask you some creepy questions. Unfortunately, I don't want to see you with your top off. I can't lie. Hey-o. Zeus is back with the molesting. Mm. Thanks, bro. Thanks, man. I could live without that. So what do you do when you're not inserting very large objects into your vagina or or putting your face in a
fucking
in a,
huge.
I think I saw those lined up on the road outside in front of a construction site. What do you not do? What do you do when you're not? I mean, I know this is fun for you. I mean, it's like a hobby in itself. But what do you do when you're not doing that?
Harley twin stroke. Deviating off the road.
Okay, well, when I'm not doing things for my site, I'm at the pool working for at the Hard Rock.
You make a lot of tips?
Yeah.
Do you think? Yeah. No, I know that, but I mean, do you run into a lot of some cheap motherfuckers just like buying up expensive shit but don't tip for shit?
Sometimes.
Do you give them
sometimes.
An attitude? Do you give them a look or anything? Come on. You know you do. You know you
give
me a
motherfucking
look.
I probably have once or twice, but I'm not supposed to, and I try not to. But I probably have once or twice.
But when you're not working, what do you like to do?
Go to the gym. I party. I like to go out and drink and stuff. And
I like to party,
go to the clubs. I like going to the clubs.
I like going to clubs, too.
And I mean, I love the pool, so even when I'm not working, I love going to the pool and just drinking and chilling and getting just some sun.
Are you hanging on that mic? You're like...
dude, it's dropping. I can't get this shit to readjust.
He's like a monkey in a tree hanging onto the mic.
I think I like almost broke this shit off
was
the
Was that a Negro joke, Zeus?
Just a little bit, if you clued into that one.
There you go. Now, you keep mentioning the Hard Rock. Do they know that you have the site?
Yeah.
And are they cool with that, or is it kind
I
of like
guess.
A...
I haven't gotten fired.
Did you put it in your application?
I didn't put it on my application.
You probably get a job. You probably get a raise and shit if you did do that. You're like, yeah.
Is it time for my review? Why, let me show you a website. Holy, 20%. Wow. So what's next for you personally? I mean, you're thinking about the boy girl. What is the next upcoming actual event that you're doing? You have any shoots coming up that you want to let your members know about or something you want to say to entice the guys listening that they should by all means actually want to sign up right now?
Yeah, they definitely should sign up because my cam shows, which are once a week for an hour. I'm going to be using the Sibian, which I've only done once.
Ooh, the Sibian. What's
the
that?
The Sibian. Oh,
it's like it's basically you jump onto this thing.
Dude,
jackhammer?
Dude, yeah. No. They take a dildo and strap it to the top of VW bug. That's pretty much it.
And then we just
it's
drive it around town.
It's a bowl of sex toys.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Basically. And I've only used it once. And the first time I used it, and I used it during a cam show, but I've only used it once. And they really liked it. And I liked it, too.
She pulled a hamstring. Yeah. She's like, I should call it at work. Dude, look, I can't make it today, man. I pulled a hemi.
I sprained my uterus. Okay?
Oh yeah, I just got on the Sibian.
It's pretty
again.
Ridiculous.
Is it now? Yeah. Is it like I've heard that it's basically just like wave after wave of just incredible orgasms.
Yeah, I cummed like so many times. So many times. I was shaking when I got off of it.
Really?
Yes.
Get that girl a power bar and some Gatorade. She's ready for round two.
There was this just said, I think the silence here is due to the overwhelming approval. It's like 12 motherfuckers in the chat room, but no one chatted.
I know.
I just said
they're all just.
Well, that's because their balls are in one hand and their dicks are in the other.
They need to get the credit cards out. That's what I'm talking about. Look, Starry, she's just amazing. She's sitting here without her clothes, just amazing. Now, you guys have done one shoot. Are you going to do another one out there in the? Okay, cool. So what we will do is while you're doing your next shoot, we're going to send Zeus out there with the webcam so the guys out there can get a look and see it in action.
God damn it. Well, I always get this bar, man. You always get the good shit. Motherfucker, you always sit on the good side. I get caught.
Look at this
motherfucker.
See, look at this. There you go. Now, don't hurt her. Now, did Mr. Saunders tell you what happened last week?
No.
Oh, here we go. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's pretty much it. When Lexi came back in for her second interview, Zeus just went right for it and just started working her clit like there was no tomorrow. And we were all just standing here watching a sex crime in progress. There's no other way around it. And she just was just
hard as shit.
Amazed at what was going on. And Zeus is just kind of.
The nipple just poked my eyeball, dude. My eyeball just got fucking poked out with that nipple right there. God damn it! I'm suing you. I'm taking you to court. I'm like, Your Honor, you have to make a short tip to court and see what she poked me with.
Now, those are I have to ask, are they implants or are they natural?
They're natural.
They are natural. They look fantastic, I have to tell you. They're just the nice little brown nipples and the. There you go. And the nipples are hard, which is outstanding. Is it cold in here or is it just Zuzu, I guess?
No, I'm hot. I'm sweating right now.
She is. She's glistening quite well. She's got the morning dew.
Oh, nice. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to have you go out there, and we're going to have you do another shoot, and we're going to send Zuzu out there, and then we're all going to play paper, rock, scissors to figure out when you come back. Would
Who's
you mind
bang
spanking
you first?
One? Yeah, exactly. Would you mind spanking someone here in the studio?
Oh, I would love to do that.
You know what?
I'm not volunteering for it or anything.
Zeus, I'm gonna just give this one to DCAT.
Yes, because I can't see shit over here.
He can't
I'm
see.
Here,
I'm sorry, know. Dude.
God damn it.
Blame these guys with how they
see,
set up
every
the place.
Time, every time the hot chicks go on this side, right, and I get stuck with this motherfucker, I get stuck with Trencher's eye went ugly ass. You know what I'm saying?
And you are completely shaved. That is outstanding.
The next time I come here with some girls, I'm going to bring you a phone book.
Thank you. Whoop,
sorry,
out.
Yeah, put it in my lap. We'll talk about the first thing that pops up. All right, Mr. Engineer, do you have some music for us? Yeah. All right, cool. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to a break.
You coming back because I want to take pictures with you.
Pictures. She's going to do a shootout in the green room. We're going to get some video of it. She's going to come back. We'll do a little bit more with you, talk about some stuff. We'll take some pictures.
Starry.
Calm down. Okay. You're not scared of the large black man. Oh, heck yeah. We got hair pulling going on. If you need to file a suit, don't mark LV Rocks and get a real lawyer, not like some people that we know who just say they have one. Guys, we will be back in just a few minutes.
I need a sick now.
In the back of his mind, he could have been a prize fighter like Muhammad Ali or maybe Prince Nassim. In school he was preyed upon right from the very start for being way too petite and a little light on his feet. Cause once he heard that Arnie was bullied at school, but just a few years later he became the Terminator. He turned his mind to steak and weights. It's time to get those bullies back, it's time to get those bullies right back. Looking for some skinny kids to break some bones. Looking in the mirror and his t-shirt's feeling tight. He's praying to the god of war because he wants to fight tonight. In the background you can hear the CD spinning. This is fight music for the fight. This is fight music for the fight. Now it's 10 years on. The weights have taken their toll because Muhammad Ali, oh man, his plan's been deployed. He's turned from victim into the oppressor. And yes, he feels the satisfaction when he hears those people catch him in. Every time he throws a fist, he feels he's getting a back. For every time those knobs flush his head down the bomb. So every night you'll catch him on the door at the club. At his head, his eyeballs popping. Yes, you'll see them heads are knocking. He's looking for some skinny kid to break some bones. Looking in the mirror and his t-shirt's being tight. He's praying to the god of war because he wants to fight tonight. In the background you can hear the CD spinning in a player. This is fight music for the fight. This is fight music for the fight. Na 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 I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank. When the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. Oh yeah. I was puzzling you with the nature of watch me glee while your kings and queens fought for 10 decades for the gods they made. I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys? When after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I laid traps for troubadours. They reach Bombay. Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my name. Oh yeah. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my name. Oh yeah. Get down in it. Thank you.
All right, boys and girls, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio here at LV Rocks. Find us at spankwagon.net. We appreciate everyone listening in. For those of you that are watching on the cam, yes, Decaf did just get himself a nice pair of panties as a surprise visit, as always. Big Titty C came into the studio. C, come have a seat, sweetie. Come sit down here. C's getting new titties. Can we tell that story?
Yeah, we could tell this story.
So, for those of you that aren't familiar, she's a big fan of the show. I in fact, did write Spankwagon Radio, finger-painted it across her tits. Mm-hmm. It's always fun. Whew. And C's getting some new tits this weekend, which is a blast. Do you want to tell the story?
Well, I was in the garage looking for files. A bunch of boxes fell on me. One caught me on my right shoulder. You could see here.
Yeah.
And ruptured my right breast.
Oh, my gosh.
But the good thing
you know,
is...
I'm still right waiting. That's what I'm still waiting for today. Then you come in and go to the microphone. We have to tell you every time
you got
in there.
Because I talk so
Wait,
loud.
Can we have a timeout? Yeah, is that's this true. Workers' comp?
No. Oh, let me tell you about these surgeons in Las Vegas, okay?
Oh, boy.
You go in to see these surgeons, all right, and they're charging you like between $9,000 and $13,000. But if you bring in a written estimate of a cheaper, they will match it. I know I'm used, but treating me like a used car is like fucking ridiculous, isn't it?
Come on, but baby. You know you've been treated worse than a used car.
Yeah, that I'll admit to. But I'm getting the new memory gels. So I guess if you lay your head on my titty, I'll have your ear print. I don't know.
Hang on. Wait, I got to get the glasses and the...
Wait, where's the cam?
If you lay your head on my titty, I'll have an ear imprint.
Got that necklace on. Ouch.
My chain. Ouch. So yeah, I'm going for the new memory gels.
Is there like a warranty on them? Do they
have... No, actually, let me tell you something. The salines are only lasting me like every 10 years. I had the first ones in 92.
So, Mike,
the second ones are 99. I mean, I go through these things like crazy, you know, and the 10,000 a crack.
Cindy,
put the
headphones on. That way you know how you sound. That way you know how you sound. So you're going to get the new tits.
Yeah, and I'm going to Utah. I'm going to Dr. Clayton on the Clayton Plastic Surgery Center in Murray, Utah. 6-hour drive, and I'm there at the Crystal Inn tomorrow.
This is the equivalent of going to, like, St. George for a car?
No, I'm going a few hours further,
But, okay.
Yeah, a few hours further, yeah.
And then Clark County's not going to hit her with extra taxes for it.
Is there a tax? Is there a tax on a titty job?
Well, this is what my question was, because, okay, Dr. Roth wanted like $9,000 for salines. Another guy wanted $10,000, $13,000, whatever.
I like the fact you named the doctors. I know. Like, there's no shame.
Now, but Dr. Clayton, okay, because of my relationship with him, because I gave him a lot of boob jobs after mine, because mine are good.
Boob jobs, not hand
he
jobs.
He comes up with the price with the gels, because the gels are actually anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 more. So with the gels, my bill is going to be $5,928.
Oh, wow.
And I asked him the same thing.
That's practically gratis, right?
I says, yeah. Does that include tax? I mean, I don't know what they charge in Utah.
Do I have to tip? What's going on here?
No, that includes everything.
So these memory gel implants, what are they made? Are they like a silicone material?
Actually, it's, I don't know, some kind of shit that you could cut these suckers in half and they'll just stay as is.
Did you say memory?
Memory gel. That's why I said you might be able to leave a handprint on me. I don't know.
Does it literally have like RAM or some shit? We'll
find out next week when I get back. That's all I got to say. Got a blow up canoe to live in for a couple of weeks. No, because my last surgery, I actually had, I ruptured both my breasts, had a broken collarbone, and did my ribs in. It was a car accident. Falcone Honda rear-ended me 40 miles an hour, and I was sitting still. And I lived in a blow up raft
How many times have you been rear-ended?
Do I have to answer that? Why you put me on the spot like that? I can't count that high.
That's not cool.
Stitz, put your hand down.
If I stick my ass out, poke me. No.
Hey, see?
I'm not even drinking. I've had no alcohol. The worst thing is no coffee, no Slurpees, no candy, no nothing since Friday. And look at me.
And you haven't killed anyone yet. That's the best part.
Well, they're really worried about next week when I'm laying in. I got a blow up canoe. So I'll be living in there for a while.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, because you can't move your arms in there, you know, and you're going to be like,
For like a week?
No, well, actually, you know, they lie to you, too. They tell you 7 to 10 days, no problem. They are so full of fucking shit, okay? You're lucky if you can move after 2 weeks. And that does not include, like, putting a shirt on over your head.
So you're pretty much pumped full of, like, ibuprofen, anti-inflammatories, and you have ice
well,
packs?
Well, they get the anti-inflammatories. Hopefully, he's going to shoot me up with some good shit to make the six-hour ride
Demerol
home, and my daughter's
so
driving.
That's what you
so,
that's all you have
no,
to do. Just sit
you need to request. You need to request they leave the IV in. You'll remove the IV at a later date. And you need to request 2 issues of Demerol.
But see, I got a real high tolerance to pain. Like, last time I didn't even take the pain pills. My daughter was grinding them up in my food. So I'd be awake, and then I'd wake up like 3 days later looking for my comfort food of tomato soup, you know. So, yeah, she treats me real well. She's going this time with me, too.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, it ought to be pretty interesting. But been there, done that. But I'm looking forward to seeing what the gels are going to be.
Did you find your spirit animal in those 3 days out of curiosity?
Let me think about it. I don't even remember too much of it, to be honest with you.
Do you actually have, like, a picture that you bring up, like, I want my tits like this or anything
no,
like
well,
that?
No, well, actually, he did my first surgery, so I trust him implicitly. You know, I think they might have to go a little bit bigger because my skin's sagging a little bit. Come on, I'm 51.
Are they only, like, not to get too much...
Wiggle the mouth.
What, you want to feel it or something? I mean, do you want
wiggle the mouse, Matt. Yeah,
experience
Matt.
Experience here?
Are they going to do anything else?
Huh?
Are they going to do anything else? In addition to the boob job, is that all they're going
to
do?
Now, that's really something bad to say to a woman. Do I
oh,
look
Jesus,
like I fucking need
Matt.
Something else done while I'm done? Can I smack him?
No, you can't.
All right.
No.
that glass jaw.
Stitz, there's something you need to know about a woman who has a boob job. She will welcome you to feel her tits because she wants to show them off. I mean,
I got perfect ones, though.
I mean, these are... What the hell? Is that your bra?
Yeah, I got a bra. I'm trying to make this one look the same.
You don't got panties.
Now... Stitz has never been here before. Well, he hasn't been here when we've had you in
oh,
before.
Oh, me. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
C is, she's just...
What is this? Just fucking smells great.
It's like Christian Dior attic. I sprayed
pussy.
It on before I put it in.
It smells like pussy. It's white pussy. I know you've smelt it before, okay?
But this is nice white pussy. It's not the ghetto stuff
hey,
that I was
come
used
on,
to.
Babe. It only comes from the best.
It isn't laced with methamphetamine.
Now, see, you haven't been here since we've done this. Right there, that's a live video feed out of the studio.
I watch you on Friday nights when I've been home.
Oh, do you? Oh, I didn't. Well, you hadn't been here when we've had it going.
Yeah, I know, because it stops every 14 seconds.
Well, that's you, not us. Do me a favor. Let's just tilt here and show the boys at home. This is Big Titty C.
Okay, we'll just go. But see, this side's just a little bit flatter. See, it's flatter. So that's where I ruptured it, was down in here.
Is anything coming out of it? Or?
I don't know. It could be on the inside, but it's saline, so treat me like a fucking fish aquarium. I don't know.
So, in other words, like your kidneys and everything, get rid of it. And
yeah, because it's just saline. Yeah. It's just
your body just processes stuff, it. So. Yeah, well, that's all there is.
Saline's the same. Saline's the same.
It's not that bad. No, it's not that bad, but you can feel the difference right in here. See? Yeah.
Stitz, you're tilting the camera over there as you're groping, and now there's no video evidence of it.
James is distracted by my G-string. This one wants my titties. I'm right on time tonight.
Yeah,
oh,
you are.
Yeah. So,
thank you for the what?
You're welcome.
Okay, guys. Raspberry Sparklantini.
I got to order that special. That's why I have so many cases of it in my house. You guys done it in that one night, remember?
Yes. This is some
of
the best.
I came back from out of town. No, you guys filmed a show at my house. Okay. I came back from out of town. My fridge was like cleared out. The beer, the vodka.
All the food was
everything.
There.
Yeah, everything went. But that's okay. I'm glad
you
guys had
fun. No, the food was there, though.
What food? There was food in my house?
No, there was no fucking food in your house. God damn it. You can't find, you know, at least some oldie string cheese or some shit. You know, you can't find shit up there.
Not in my house. Only alcohol and goodies.
Yeah, alcohol and dildos. That was all we found there.
Yeah, now I got
to. You make it sound like you walked into a room and like these mirrored doors opened. It was just dun 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 dun.
Oh no, there's just a big crate of dildos.
A treasure chest.
For me to take them back.
Treasure chest.
No,
up
now
there.
I can't fly for 4 to 6 weeks, so I won't be going back to Thailand.
Yeah,
so.
Oh no,
into August or September.
The cam is fucked up. It hasn't changed.
Yeah, we had to fix that. There's something going on with
I told
the studio
you I'm
cam.
Frozen again.
Yeah, that one. No, you haven't seen this one. That's our. That's a live video feed right there.
Oh, where's Jess yet?
She left the show. Yeah, Scrappy left the show. She,
oh, my God.
Boo-hoo.
You have to talk into
oh,
it.
Oh, my
she,
God.
Real life caught up with her. You know, she's got a lot of stuff she's got to do. She's going to have classes on Friday nights coming up in the fall. And it's just, you know, That was just it. She
You
know.
She just emailed me the other day. I didn't realize.
Oh, she's not gone. I mean, yeah. She'll still come on.
I know she's
hang out. Hell, we had the guys from DIM here last week too when we did the cancer benefit.
DIM.
Okay. DIM. Yeah, we had the guys.
DIM were the guys that were all dark in makeup stuff when we walked in and thought we had a Halloween party going on. Yeah, I remember that. But they were good. I mean, they came out. They donated their time for a worthy cause. And,
they definitely
did. And Son Krillin's going to have a baby.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We heard about that.
I think he's got another release coming out or something, too. He invites me to them parties, but I don't know. I won't go unless you're wearing them.
Unless I'm wearing candy nipples?
Yeah, candy nipples. Thanks. James L. is, like, right there.
You got to bring a black escort with you to go in there.
No shit, especially when you go out with him.
hey, look.
We had quite a variety that night, though. I mean, we were just, they looked at us like, who the fuck are you people?
Hey, the Motley Crue. Where's that sheet of stuff we had? The sheet of things we wanted to talk about. Because you know what I want to talk about real quick? While I move the cam out into the green room.
Yes.
The naked lady?
Yeah, the naked lady. Okay. While we're out there doing that,
though. Your son random. Give her name.
Joel's on his way here, too. We sent Joel here.
Who is?
Joel.
Oh, okay. Hey, yo. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to move Miss Zeus and the cam out into the chat room. Out to the green room to take some video.
Why, they can't come in here and film?
No. She's doing her shoots out there. She's doing a shoot out there. We're going to move the camera out there, and then...
Very documentary.
So the site didn't get cut off last week?
We're still going to go. So while that happens, do me a favor. Decaf, I want you to talk about some of the... I know you've been keeping up with it, being a community leader and all. What the
James
fuck?
James L.?
Did
community leader? What community?
No. Did Jesse Jackson...
Wait. Let me hear this. What community?
No, not him. We're talking about keeping up with a community leader. Jesse Jackson.
Oh.
They're now saying...
For the record, Jesse Jackson has not been a community leader outside of anything but the Rainbow Coalition since, 88?
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't even know he was even actively speaking anymore. Well, he is. Unless the black guy got in trouble and right?
Now here's the thing. He got in trouble. He got in trouble. Why don't you go
James?
Ahead?
No, not him.
Can you tell a black man apart?
Jeez, I know. It's like she's seen them before. They're always naked and surrounding her.
Well,
but
if I ain't following this, people out sitting here. What do you think the people out there are trying to understand?
They know what it is. So did now they're
black
saying
man A, black man B, black man A talks about black man B. Black man B did a bad thing, and black man A is going to talk about it.
My earphones are sweating.
They're saying now that Jesse Jackson used the N-word when talking about Barack Obama when he got caught. And
well, I know about the testicle.
So was he referring to himself?
No, he was talking about Barack Obama. So
he's not black, is he?
Yeah.
He's
partial black.
He's black.
He's two-thirds Negro.
He's mixed. I know. He's a mixed mutt. He's a mixed mutt.
Does the N-word offend you?
I'm going to have to break down. You have a sip of champagne. It couldn't hurt me, could it?
I guess it's not the role thing, though. Just go, my nigga. But
what he said?
No, he just said it in a nice way.
That would have been
awesome.
Well,
thank God he didn't call him moms or something, or pops or whatever.
What it is that Jesse Jackson said that he wanted to cut Obama's balls off.
Testicles. Nuts.
I won't cut his nuts off.
He's
because,
into boys?
Because he doesn't talk about black issues. And he said he doesn't talk about black issues, and that he would cut his nuts off because he doesn't. That's what Jesse Jackson said about Obama. But my reply is, if he sits there and talks about black issues, he knows he's not going to get elected. You got to talk about all issues when you're running for the president.
Well, like a reality check for today's world.
Yeah, I mean, the things that people are worried about is the war in Iraq. The price of gasoline and jobs. You know what I'm saying? It's like white people.
Don't forget about foreclosures.
Yeah,
now.
Foreclosures. Okay. And that's the thing is that he's saying that he focused too much on those issues and not talking about black issues. That's what he's saying. But
Jesse, I hope he pulls it off and stands by his words.
But the thing is that we're all suffering. The white people is poor just as poor as the black people. You know, we all in line waiting for jobs.
Should be no all our house issue whatsoever.
Yeah, we all losing our houses.
The one thing that I think is really interesting about this election, and it seems to me like it's like the elephant in the room, is that aside from the Republican Latino vote, no one's talking about Latinos or Asians.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. The Mexicans down in Mexico are getting their own little fucking world anyway. I mean, you can't even get a notary down there. Did you know that?
No.
If you're in Mexico and you need something notarized, are no legal notaries. You got to go to San Diego because they're little.
It's a different society. It's a different way.
It's a different culture.
Tell me about it. Now, when I go to Thailand, I could break a nail and I could find anybody that speaks English that would assist me. I could go down to Mexico, and it would take me 40 minutes for them to figure out that I need a nail fixed. I mean, it's absolutely horrible.
Out of curiosity, now that you've digressed into Thailand, do you find people there mostly speak, besides the dialects that are regional there, do you find people speak more French or English?
English.
English?
English, very much so. Actually, they are... everybody there, their schools, they are hiring all Americans to teach the English class there and stuff.
So they
and
speak an American English, continental North American.
Yeah, no, they totally learn straight English. They have a different way of saying things, like, you know, when we're tired, it's like, oh, I'm tired or exhausted. With them...
I have tired?
No, it's no. I got no power.
Have no power.
Yeah, and they talk about themselves. Like my assistant A, she's like, A got no power. You know, I mean,
in the first person, they say everything. Really?
Yeah, they speak their name.
You mean third person? Excuse me.
A? No, first person.
They don't say Bob.
They
has.
Don't say Bob has or that. They would say they talk about themselves. They say their name first, and then all their names are vowels.
Yeah,
I mean their names are like Yo Long. Like my assistant, her name is Sakon. Okay, but she goes by the name of A. And then, you know.
So they said the name, when they're talking to them, they call her name first.
Yeah, it's
then
like,
they talk
have
to
you,
them.
Exactly.
Have you been to any of the rainforests or any of those areas in Thailand? Or
oh, yeah, to Buriram. I've gone to Angkor Wat, one of the seventh wonders of the world. I've gone to.
That's a temple, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've gone to Siem Reap to see, you know, what they did with the war out there.
Yeah.
Who was that guy? What was
Pol Pot, I think.
Pol Pot, yeah.
To.
That was, I mean, just to realize that this stuff happened like less than 15 years ago, not that it affected us, but to see what they did. I mean, they literally took giant safety pins and would pin the numbers to the kids' skins, their numbers. I mean, and the way they tortured the people. It was like as emotional seeing that as it was when I went to see the monument in Washington. You know, it was just amazing. But Thailand, the people there are so accommodating. They work for, you know, like $30 a month is their annual income, between 30 or 60. But they're not like the Spanish Mexican people. I mean, they're just like so trustworthy and take pride in what they do. And it's just amazing. Hmm. Just unbelievable.
We have Zuzu in the room.
Yeah, no,
say
what
something,
happened?
Zuzu, say something. Zuzu has no comment at this time.
Give her some champagne. That'll wake her up. Bye, babe.
So when are you driving out to Utah, flying out there?
No, I got to drive. I can't fly. I'm grounded because of the risk of...
the boobies will pop.
No, risk of blood clots.
Oh.
Yeah, and even after the surgery, I'm grounded 4 to 6 weeks. I was supposed to be in Thailand in a couple of weeks, so I won't go back for 4 to 6 weeks.
So what, the elevation will make you...
I don't know. I plan on being pretty swollen.
Lung clots are a pretty big deal. You'll eventually asphyxiate. Your lungs will stop working.
Even when I'm flying over to Thailand, I mean, I'm up, you know, jumping and rope through the aisle and, you know, terrorizing people just to keep your legs circulating.
Boogie, 11-hour
ride.
What causes the blood clot in an airplane? When you go, it just goes up and just.
Yeah,
I think it's like the bends. It's just a change in pressure.
Yeah, and a change of pressure. But they usually you could get them in your feet. That's why a lot of people wear airline stockings. So it's like old. No, seriously,
granny stocking.
Nylon things that go all the way up to your thighs. They have surgical stockings like that, and a lot of people wear them on the flight because you could get one blood clot and that shit goes right to your heart, or it could go and cause a brain aneurysm.
Yeah.
So,
look at me straight
American
in the
Airlines
look,
just
look
laid
at me
off
straight in the eye when you said
we have just become very serious. We need more alcohol.
Yes, I know.
Well, you asked.
You know, I'm very
you.
Disappointed though in Murphy leaving us. I mean, he's out there, you know, having all this.
Well,
fun.
Hasn't had sex with Jackie for a while.
I think that's over with. Can we talk about that?
I would love to talk about that.
Let's see how fast we can get him back in this room.
We just had a conversation about that. I think it was yesterday. No, maybe
you
the
and
day
Murphy
before.
Or
no, I haven't had a conversation about this
no,
since
and,
the baby
me
was
and
born.
Murph about him not
well,
getting
that,
anything.
I know that after
yet.
The pregnancy stitch, you have something like, you know, what, 6 weeks? Something like that before you can have sex again?
Yeah, but this doesn't break your mouth.
He's married. Why would a married woman ever go down? She's already got him.
I don't know. I'd go down on a married man. I mean, it's same territory.
Jackie's like, why do I have to do that anymore?
Oh, my God. When he called me to tell me about his new thing going on with Fox 5 And he left me a message. Oh, I've got some great news. I'm like, oh, if you are fucking calling me and telling me Jackie's pregnant already, I'll kill you. The baby's so cute.
That would be
though.
So hilarious, oh, if she got God. Pregnant again. Like, I mean, it would not be funny, but it would be funny because it'd be like Mexican twins. You know? That would be like endlessly
hilarious.
Do you
know what else the Mexicans do to their dogs? The little
they
puppy
eat them?
Dogs? No,
they were a source
that,
of food.
No, they are. But besides it, the ones that they really like, they pierce their ears.
Oh, do they really?
That doesn't surprise me. I mean,
literally, they...
Well, we do. People do that here. People tattoo their dogs.
No, not when they got like 10 earrings in each ear. I was like, oh, I was looking to get a dog to do the tattoo, but the dog was only a pound and
what's,
a half.
Well, the strangest...
the ears strangest, would be bigger than a dog, no.
The strangest thing I have ever seen is women that substitute children with monkeys.
What the hell country were you in, China?
No, here. A woman purchased a monkey as like a spider monkey as a substitute child and had its ears pierced. And yeah. and then wait, it gets better. And like
but
all
it doesn't
wait,
grow.
No. And like, well, I mean, people purchase dogs and cats as substitute children too in this country.
But a monkey? Oh my
I
God,
know,
they're so dirty.
But it gets more entertaining. And of course, like all small primates, it becomes sexually active and tries to fuck her ear. Yes.
Who the fuck
yes.
do you hang around with?
No. I was in a vet's office. And I asked
And he was fucking her ear in the vet's office?
No. I was told about this after the fact, and I found it endlessly entertaining. It happened the same day.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Are we done?
No. All right.
What was that? No, what was that?
We have to go on break.
Why? what? No, Khan. That's Khan. Let's give the man the respect he deserves as our engineer. He's not shit dick. He's Khan. Round of applause for Khan.
I'm second chair.
Like that? Look.
That means Trench is gone. I'm first fucking chair, and I'm calling a goddamn break. We need a break.
Thank you, Khan.
We're listening to the best internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon.
Thank you. We'll be back.
Well, we met at the food court in the mall. She was in line at Arby's, now was sipping on a mall. Such a lovely girl, I walked up to her. I wanna make you mine and buy you diamonds and pearls. She gave me her pager number and said, beat me sometime. Right there I knew that this girl was mine. You're my number one girl, the best in the world. You're the ish to me, forget the other girls. Biznitch. My biznitch is the shiznit biznitch. My biznitch is the shiznit.
I was doing cannonballs at the YMCA.
She came up to me and said, hey, no horseplay.
So I got out of the pool like I was the man.
Cruised on over to her lifeguard stand.
I asked for her number, maybe call her sometime.
She looked at me, smiled and said, fine.
You're the number one girl, the best in the world.
You're the ish to me, forget the other girls. Biznitch. My biznitch is the shiznit biznitch. My biznitch is the shiznit.
Well, you know my biznitch is the shiznit.
All the fellas jealous, they should mind their own business.
I've only got eyes for one girl.
She's the one that really rocked my world.
Every day with me, she makes her love stronger.
When she's not by my side, all I do is wander.
She's my number one girl, the best in the world. She's an ish to me, forget the other girls.
Biznitch. My biznitch is the shiznit biznitch. My biznitch is the shiznit biznitch. My biznitch is the shiznit biznitch. Biznitch. My biznitch is the shiznit biznitch. My biznitch is the shiznit biznitch.
Baby, change, better be your deal.
me see. Who did I get sent here to meet? Wait a second, I know this bitch. She did a flick, I saw that shit. I know who this bitch is. She's a helmet polisher, like a rain dance afterward. Bend her over backwards till she walking awkward. But maybe it's a different bitch. Has the same name, but she a different bitch. Let's go see the bitch. See if she really is a bounce check bitch. And if she is, let's see if I can get her on her knees. If she spits or swallows seeds, I just can't wait to see. So I knock at the door. Yeah, I've seen her before. It's the same whore I was telling you about before. So I present my case, I play it safe by phrasing it. Bitch, I know how you make cash. Give me some ass.
Bounce check bitches. Your bank account, yeah, man. Thought it was all good, but got a knock on the door. I came to get that money from you, little boy. I got a proposition, though, that you can't resist. I'll pay that debt if you suck my dick. Call me Captain Save-A-Ho or Captain Kirk. Do you shave that pussy, girl? Lift your skirt. I want a finger that clit, get it soft and wet. While you play with your nipples, just think of the day. And how you don't have money, don't be stuck up. This can all go away if you let me fuck. Deep throat that cock till you can't breathe. Fuck that pussy, bustin' out, then I leave. I understand the drama of your situation. I got the money, all I need is penetration. Bitch!
Hey, this is something new. Why, Mr. Saunders, sir, this is a world premiere, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, actually.
So what are we listening to here?
Well, you know my DVD series, Bounce Check Bitches?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've got several new, I've got volume 4, 5, 6, and 7 to edit.
Mm-hmm.
But before I do that, we're going to take this song. It was done by a local band, rap band here called Monkey Bass.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Bounce Check Bitches. I'm going to make the nastiest music video you ever fucking saw for that song. And it's going to be a promotional vehicle for the band and for me and for the Bounce Check Bitches series and hopefully get it everywhere.
Now, the Bounce Check Bitches series, that's girls who can't pay for a bounce check,
yeah.
And you help them pay it off, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm the one that gets the payoff, but uh-huh. Yeah.
Payoff, money shot, and take your pick.
Yeah.
Now, Starry, are you planning on doing the Bounce Check Bitches?
Oh. Well, I am in Bounce Check Bitch, or I'm going to be in Bounce Check Bitches, but it's for bondage.
Bounce Check Bitches. Now, really?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah. Bounce Check Bitches.
I'm gonna shoot a special series of Bounce Check Bitches where it's bondage stuff. That'll probably end up being Bounce Check Bitches 10. I'm not sure.
And who else is going to be? I mean, we got Starry. Can you let on who else is going to be involved?
There's two other girls that I know will be in it. One's uh-huh. a local girl here named Persia Knight, who I'm helping develop her website content with. Actually, Robert is her webmaster, so you'll probably end up shooting with her, too. and some girl that's been here before, what's her name last week? Lexi
Sexton.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Her she's going to get tied up, too.
Okay.
And
so
the dreams and the fantasy.
And then
just
the trick the trick is a lot of the girls that I shoot do porn, so uh-huh. I want them to do the hardcore stuff for Bounce Check Bitches or whatever. Mm. But then the girls
so just
like
Lexi.
Or, see Irish. That? Like Starry and Lexi, where they don't do stuff with guys, they'll
uh-huh.
still do the bondage stuff. So I want to get them in my project. So they're just gonna have to get handcuffed and tied up.
Now let me just throw something in there. You know, I know you have
yes.
your own thing. Just an idea, though. Why not have a female partner in your check business?
Thinking about that.
With a little bit of equipment strapped on, so to speak.
Yeah, I've thought about that, too. And
oh, strap-on? All the strap-ons on my website. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, you do.
Me and Misty Anderson used a strap-on together.
Oh, shit.
And hey. I wore the strap-on.
Hey, really? Hey, engineer, I'm going to move over to the other side there real quick.
Okay.
He's not paying attention.
I got a message from Cleveland saying that your legs were absolutely incredible. Scrumptious. Scrumptious.
Well, thank you.
There we go. There we go.
But I can't see him because I'm fucking blocked in. I got the Great Wall of fucking China blocking me from seeing anything on that side.
Well, at least you can kick a football over it.
That is true.
There we go. Now I can hear stuff. Now, sorry. We've objectified you, and I would apologize if it wasn't for the fact that I know you really like it. Could you do us a favor? If you could stand up, because Decaf over there, he can't see anything. If you could just turn around ever so slightly, and hey, look, I dropped something. sorry there. Thank you. Holy cow. That you have an amazing ass. I have to tell you, it is just a beautiful thing. And
spanky time. I need spanking.
You need a spanking. Yes, you do.
I need a spanking in a picture of
you. You've done that. You're a sub, I'm assuming, because you are into bondage.
Yes.
Have you ever done the dominant side?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Are
you afraid you're going to hurt somebody?
No.
The bitch won't come back. you broke my fucking jaw.
I can tell you one reason is because I won't let her tie me up.
right. Some of the stuff I've shot with Misty Anderson, I've gotten a little rough with her and stuff.
Mm-hmm. The strap on?
Yeah, like with the strap on. And I mean, if you watch you'll hear.
Have you done anal on girls?
No, I've never done anal on girls.
That was a strapa.
Why you gotta interrupt her when she's in the middle?
Nope. So, but other than with Misty, I haven't gotten like dominant with anyone.
Is it just something you just don't feel, or is it?
I think unless I'm comfortable with a person, I'm kind of submissive.
Really?
Yeah. Then if I'm really comfortable with them, then like the real star, you can really let loose, and I can be kind of dominant.
Outstanding. Now, we're going to have you transcend all of that and go right to the part where you're comfortable being really dominant.
Really?
Because Mr. Decaf over there, he needs a spanking. He's been a bad...
Oh, I can do that.
I've been
can
a
do
bad,
that.
Bad
a
boy.
Different.
I don't get to see shit on
He doesn't
the
get
side.
To see anything. He doesn't get to do anything. If you could just please the boys at home and strip down to as very little as you're comfortable wearing, and if that's completely naked, that's awesome. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the webcam here, and we're going to aim it over there. If you would go over there.
And don't take it easy on
him. Don't take it easy on him.
Beat the shit out of
him. You got some blonde hair going on there.
I've been whipped in this fucking studio.
He's been whipped and screamed, "My name is Toby." It has happened here.
Yes, it has.
So let me unstick the camera here, and she is taking off
it's
the
time to beat a
little dress there. And
everything
full on just naked. Boys at home, nice. get your balls out, just get them nice and lubed up. And
so I'm coming on that side with the
no she's gonna come over to you there, buddy. Okay. She's gonna come over to you.
Yes.
And I'm gonna try and do this all at once.
Oh yeah,
this is
ready, boy.
All right, now here's what I need you to do, Decaf. I need you to I'm sorry. We don't have a paddle. You're just going to have to go
barehanded,
hand on
baby.
This.
Barehanded, baby. Do it.
I wish we had better light over there, but.
That's what I'm saying. You want me to swing on that side?
Yeah, come on. You know what? Come on over here. We got better light over here. We're just going to have naked girl walking around the studio in nothing but high heels, and that's just a beautiful thing. Have you come on over here? Here we go. And I'm going to put the mic down. Decaf, you're going to have to tell everyone what's going on here.
What's this? Motherfucker's not up. Which one? Hello. Alrighty, let's do it.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Sure?
Oh, yeah.
Alright.
Hard as you can, baby. Woo! Hey, shit!
No?
More. No, I need more. Harder. Right. Harder. 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 I need you to break your fucking... I want you to break your fucking hand in ass. Oh! One more time. You're not doing enough... You're not doing enough back sweep. You gotta go further back. Stretch it all the way back. Yeah! Knock me over the fucking counter.
Okay.
Drop
your pants.
It's no cock in the studio. Oh! Oh, yes. One more time, baby. One more goddamn time, and then I'll sit the fuck down if I can. Oh, God! Damn it! That was the shit right there. That was the shit right there, boy. Woo! Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my. Oh, oh my god. Look at this shit.
Well, how about?
All right.
Yeah, turn, guys, so we can get some video here or get some still pictures of it. Let me get the.
I got to get the mic here, guys. Yeah, so she, for those of you that couldn't really see, I handed her my shoe halfway through the beating, and she just whooped the shit out of him with that thing and just clobbered him. It was outstanding. How's your ass, James L? How's it doing, DCAF? Is it good?
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to sit back down in my fucking chair. Good fucking shit. I love it.
Holy cow. Guys, that's
thank you very much.
That's Spank Wagon Radio for you right there.
I needed that shit. I needed it.
Just when you need a little blonde white woman to beat the shit out of him. I apologize if my shoe was funky. I had to. Wow, that is.
A black man beat by a white woman.
Yes. Why do you think we got hung so much? It wasn't because we wasn't doing our job in the field, because we was fucking the women.
Oh yes, master.
Oh my goodness. Now we do have to sign off here in just a minute or two. I hate to have
I
to
know,
go.
I know.
Wow. Can you know what? Let's
blackmail video on DCAF.
Well, I am lost for words. Here's the thing. We've had women partially naked. We've had women fully naked here in the studio before. Can we set a new record? Can I take that camera and just show the world what your clit looks like? That'd be.
Show me too,
let's
chef.
Get this. Yes. Wow! Good God! Look at that. We are so going to lose the. Move the mic out of the way. There we go. Well,
there we go.
Boys at home, that's a vagina. For those of you that have never seen one before,
that's a vagina.
That is incredible. Isn't that awesome?
The vagina.
Studio engineer, I know you're repulsed by them, but that is a vagina.
Vagina.
Guys,
Starry
here. Thank you so very much for coming in. Go ahead and give the website out one more time.
It's www.naughtystarry.com.
Naughtystarry.com.
I'm Miss Nude Internet of 2008.
Right. Miss Nude Internet 2008.
Yes. I got her all distracted. Once you go black, baby. What's the line, Murphy?
Once you go black, you go deaf. That's if they're fucking you in the ear. That's that. All right, Con, bring up the outro music if you would, please, sir. Someone should explain that.
No. Why is it when you get a group of more than three black men together, the decibel rating goes through the roof?
Because they got to talk over each other. What, have you never been to see a horror movie in the ghetto? Don't you fucking open that door!
Well, fuck, you haven't seen a goddamn horror movie in the ghetto.
You fucking kidding me? I used to work at a movie theater in the ghetto. All right, guys, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Tell them the website there, buddy.
The website is www. God damn. spankwagon.net. Or you can catch us at www.myspace.com/spankyourshit. I mean, spankwagon.
Spankwagon.
Because I'm spanking my shit right now.
Guys, we want to say a big thank you to all the syndicates out there that help get us on the air every week. LV Rocks, of course. We love you guys. KC Host Radio Network.
KC Host.
Fox FM.
Yes.
Door from Hell.
Showdown.net.
Showdown, bitches. Showdown Network. Steel City Radio.
Steel City.
Trax Radio from, where are they at now? They're in Australia, aren't they? Yeah, this is worldwide. Your vagina is going to be all over the planet. Radio X UK, who is in the chat room.
Radio UK, that's my boy right
there. We love
him.
He's great. And, of course, KBMA, who is one of our new affiliates. And I know.
Yeah, we pick up new affiliates every week.
Dude, I know absolutely nothing about these guys, that's usually Trencher's job. Starry, thank you so much for coming in the studio here. Again, give the website one more time.
www.naughtystarry.com.
Outstanding. If we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
That's right. You can get us at podcast.lvrocks.com. Download the podcast. Re-listen. The video is up on the Spankwagon channel, up on the website, so you can watch the video. This video will be up, presumably, if the guys at Mogulus don't cancel our account.
And we also like to give a shout-out to Canis Hosting.
That's
Thank
right.
You for hosting our website, even though it is a piece of shit.
It is under improvements, trust me. CanisHosting.com, quality web hosting starting as little as $1.99 a month. Small price, but huge features like PHP, Python, Perl, MySQL, cPanel, SitePanel, and a shitload more. Not to mention all kinds of support. The guys there do a wonderful job. We love them. Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, don't forget SpunkyGunk.com. Guys, remember, if you call in, you might just get some free porn from Spunky Gunk. Don't forget that.
Because if not, I'm going to take it all for myself and jack off for the next 6 hours.
Yeah, no shit. Starry, we usually like to go out with one final word. If you want to give us a word for the night, what would it be? right into the Mac like it's a giant black cock. Because we know you've never seen one of those before.
Come on,
anything, come on, come up with a word, anything.
I love big cocks. That's the only thing on my mind right now.
Turn off the mics, dude. We're leaving now. Guys, we'll check you next week. Spankwagon.net. We're out.
from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas. The following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room.